Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff, are you leaning now more towards don't draft a quarterback and go with what you got, or are you leaning more towards draft a quarterback?
Neither. I need to see what's going on.
If you had to make the decision today,
I would be making the decision based on speculation, and I'm not going to do that. I want to. You wanted me to go. Yes, I'm not drafting your quarterback.
I want an answer. Is what I want. I want the truth, Andy, and I can handle the truth.
Andy, Jeff. You can't give an answer right now. Shadur has a real small sample size. He's looked really intriguing, and you don't know who's going to be sitting there when the
I
Browns
can give
draft.
You an answer.
Go ahead.
Don't draft a quarterback as of today.
All right, fine.
As of today, and yeah. I don't have a problem saying today. I think the Browns don't need to draft a quarterback with one of those first
Why?
Two picks. Because I want to. I think Shadur Sanders has the upside if you put him, if things work out with Kevin Stefanski. And they have, look, even if you think they don't like each other, there's no way you can't tell me they don't look like they're getting better together each and every week. And whether it's, you know, Kevin or anybody else on the offensive staff, Shadur went from zero to wherever you think he is right now, and it's all upward. It's all, I mean, the guy threw for his 360. You know, I mean, he had four touchdowns in the game on Sunday.
Did a nice job.
Yeah, I mean, does he look like a rookie at times? Yes, he does.
Nothing wrong with that. He's
but
a rookie.
I kind of feel like there's some hope. And the hope is that maybe we don't have to draft a quarterback next year. So if you had to answer the question
what
today, for me, I'm kind of sticking with Sanders. And I know it goes against the odds, right, Jeff? Fifth round quarterback, starting quarterback? What
well,
are you talking about?
It doesn't mean that it can't happen. It's unlikely, but doesn't mean it can't happen. He's played well. He's done a nice job. As Kevin said, he's progressed every game. And that's what you're looking for. Can he progress to the point where he's your starting quarterback? I want to see more. But between Shadur and Deshaun, I think you can have the position covered if there's not someone sitting there on the draft board who knocks your socks off. I think that's quite possible.
All right, let's go to the phones because I know you want to talk about this. I know you like to hop in on our conversations.
Everybody does.
216-474-0092. Andy's in Jefferson. Andy!
Yes, just want to touch base on what I feel is needed for the GM position and the head coaching position here with the Browns.
So are you assuming that they are letting the two go at the end of the season by the nature of the tone of the beginning of your conversation?
I think it's long overdue. Yeah, in my opinion, they should.
Okay. Now, what do you want to do with it?
All right. So we're already the laughing stock of the NFL, to everybody's opinion.
I don't know. The Jets are right there.
What about bringing primetime in as a GM?
Okay.
Yeah, this is funny, but think about it. We're going to get an offensive lineman in the first round. We're going to get a top-tier receiver in the first round and could set up the Browns' future for the next 5 to 7 years. He's going to want to protect his son. He's going to want to get his son weapons.
I'll pass.
I don't know. This CYO league thing's kind of working out then. That's where we're going with it. What are you doing with? So you're bringing him in as a GM. What are you doing with our head coach? Do you want Deion to be both?
No, I think there's an upside in Tommy Rees, and I feel that the play calling has gotten better over the last few weeks, and progress in Shadur is only upwards in the high ceiling that he carries.
What if he said his relationship with Pat Shurmur was so strong, even though it isn't, but at Colorado, that he wants to bring Pat Shurmur back with him? You good with that?
Yeah, I am. Changes have to be made. In the end, I do feel the current organization and a new GM is going to get a quarterback in the first round, and I don't see very much upside in any of the first-round quarterbacks currently. Dante Moore, you want to go Mendoza. These are all backup quarterbacks. It's been a very long time in the first round that we've had huge upside on that first-round quarterback.
All right, Andy, thank you. Appreciate it. Andy, checking in from Jefferson. Deion Sanders, next general manager.
I'll pass.
Why, though? Why would you pass on it?
I think there are other people I'd rather hire if you're going to change GM.
It's not CYO, kids. It's not. Cool Ray, Bedford.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How you guys doing?
What's up with you, Cool Ray?
I think if the Browns are truly set on getting a quarterback, I don't really...
Cool Ray, hang on a second. Are you at the casino?
No, I'm
not. Oh, okay. It sounds like you're...
He's baking.
Oh, you're baking. Okay.
I think if the Browns are truly set on using one of their picks to get a quarterback...
You think they're totally locked in right now? There's no way they're deviating from that?
If they are, because, okay. You know, them naming Shador after... It's just after we just completely eliminated from the playoffs. Okay, great. Okay, so my thing is this. Imagine Shador throwing for 1,200 yards, 10 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, and completing 65 to 67% of his passes, right?
Yeah, that's like you're up 17%, but go ahead.
So you're going to – naysayers are going to say that's not good enough for a person doing that, right? So it doesn't really matter. So it doesn't really matter if you keep him. Then you have to get rid of Stefanski, because if you want to go with the notion of way he was perceived to be treated by Stefanski and his organization, you can't keep him. And if you keep Stefanski...
But wait, Corey, why are we worrying about the perception? Like, here's what I said this last segment. No matter what you think, whatever that perception is, and I agree with what you're saying, that is the perception, but what if these guys are working together? Does Shador not look better every week that we see him? Am I on an island? Does Shador not look better every time he steps on the field? Yes or no?
Yes. So yes.
And can we give Kevin some credit for it? Because we heard that he's been working with him all the time.
Okay. Since minicamp.
So I'm going to have to say this, and I don't want anyone to bring race into it. Shador will have to come out for a certain community to forgive him, to be like, listen, this is what's really been going on. Like, other than that.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I know you're talking about it that way, but if Shador comes out and says, "Hey, I like where we're going with this thing, and it works," then you're right. Like that underlying narrative goes away, right? All Shador has to say is that we're going in the right direction together.
Cool,
right?
You can't coach overnight in the NFL
overnight
and be a racist.
Yes, you can, because we've seen it.
All right.
We've seen it. We've heard it. Like we know that happens. That's a myth. But yeah. Overnight,
did you have issues with the way Kevin coached any other black quarterbacks that were here?
No, we're not saying that. We're saying that perceived. No, we're not saying he's a racist. We're saying there's something there. We don't know what it is, but it's something.
You're saying it, Cool Ray.
But
you
I'm
are.
Saying what I'm saying is like whatever this issue is.
Maybe he doesn't like him as a quarterback. Maybe he loves him as a quarterback. He just named him the starting quarterback of the team.
Corey, I get you.
There apparently can't be any issues now.
Corey, I hear what you're saying. I do agree with you 100% that if Sanders came out today, or when's he talk next, tomorrow? If Sanders came out tomorrow and said, yes, I'm really excited that I'm starting quarterback, and Kevin and I really, we have a relationship that is moving forward and things are going in the right direction, and I really feel comfortable here. I think that changes things. I totally agree with you, Corey.
Overnight Stefanski will be loved. Overnight Stefanski will. You will have all your...
I don't know if he'll be loved. He still took him off the field. It's driving me crazy.
Overnight, you will have people talking about, well, keep him now because, you know, Shador, he's moving in the right direction. And I guarantee you that will be the narrative.
Fair enough. Corey, thank you. Appreciate it. I mean, I respect what Corey's saying there. Let's be honest. I mean, there is that tone. And I don't know that it's fair at all.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't think it's, I mean, Kevin's job is to work with anybody he's got and to try to win games. But I can understand, especially, you know, I think the problem is where we're living right now, that we're living in this world where when you have 3 million followers in social media, that, you know, you can do no wrong sometimes and you perceive what you want to perceive on the other side. Kevin's job is to win. And I really believe things went sideways, and I don't think this is more when they let Flacco go. Because I don't think Kevin was on board with that. And I could be wrong. I could be wrong about that, too. But I think Kevin felt like they had a chance this year with this defense and Joe Flacco to be successful. I'm not saying they were winning the Super Bowl. I'm not even saying they're making the playoffs. But I think that things went sideways, and I think the thing that bothers me the most is we have a general manager that didn't step out and even have a press conference over the fact that he traded the starting quarterback to a team in the AFC North. It just, all it does is when you don't talk, it leads people to speculation and they make up their own answers. All he had to do is step out in front of a microphone and said, this is where we're going and this is why we did it. And it would have changed the entire perception. And he left Kevin out there for the entire season to answer questions for the entire organization where he shouldn't have. And that's where I feel like everything split this year.
He ended up trading a quarterback who didn't actually win for the other team in the Central, by the way. Or the North, excuse me.
Well, it doesn't matter if he won or not. It was a trade.
I know, but exactly. But everybody said helping the opposition. I think Joe would have been fine here, but it wasn't working here either.
Interesting. All right, John Greco, I want to get to that here in a couple minutes. Mary Kay Cabot's going to join us. Top of the hour, Daryl Ryder, Mike Martz, Tim Tebow. What a show. What a show. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world. there was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.